There was a time a few years ago when I said I would never trust a self-driving vehicle. I just wouldn't do it. Well, times have changed, and now I do trust Tesla's self-driving technology. And the weird thing that's happened now is that four of my employees have purchased Tesla vehicles. It started out, I mean, first of all, it was just one person who was listening to my podcast and like, oh man, I need to be able to recharge an EV using solar panels and sunlight and everything because of what's happening with the Middle East. You know, oil shortages are coming, etc. So one person bought a Tesla, and then of course word spread, and then it was two. That was a couple of weeks ago, and now it's four. And I think three out of the four are the Model Y Tesla vehicles. And it's funny, I didn't tell them to go out and buy Teslas, and you know, I'm not on Tesla's payroll. They don't pay me anything. But this isn't even about buying Teslas. This is about self-driving technology. Here's where the state of the art is now because of Tesla. They clearly made the right choice in using optical cameras with a lot of onboard processing and AI interpretation also to have very good, very safe, autonomous, self-driving vehicles. They've done a great job with that. In fact, they did a much better job than I would have imagined. And I'm really impressed. You know, I took a sample or a test drive in a Model Y. Now it's been a couple of months ago. And I was blown away. Admittedly, I was a little nervous at first. But then as I saw how it navigated and it evaded other vehicles, even vehicles that would pull out in front of you, you know, and how it did lane changes and how it merged with traffic on the highway and then how it exited the highway and merged with, you know, the side roads. And then it self-parked. It parked itself backwards into a parking spot at a restaurant, etc. I was really impressed. I was blown away. And I immediately knew, because I'm a vibe coding, I'm a developer, I'm a coder from way back. I knew that this system was exhibiting behavior that was very advanced and was very mature. It doesn't mean that a Tesla vehicle can't ever make a mistake, but then again, humans make a lot of mistakes. And the point that I'm trying to make here actually is that eventually we're going to see more and more self-driving vehicles on the roads, obviously. And that's going to make the roads safer. There's no question. You know, you see these horrible drivers all over the highways or people not paying attention, texting while driving, right? Or just being idiots, just driving, you know, 75 miles an hour in a 50 zone or whatever. You see people doing stupid things. That will be ended with self-driving vehicles. And it makes sense that, you know, a vehicle has a lot more sensors than a human being, and a vehicle has much faster response time than a human being. I mean, I tend to have very fast response times for a human, but even for me, it's unlikely to be less than 200 milliseconds, let's say, or 250. And for some humans, it's like, you know, 1.5 seconds before they realize what just happened. So, but a computer can respond in, you know, 1/10 of that or even 1/20 of that, and maybe even faster. And of course, what Tesla is doing is they're building new, much more advanced AI microprocessors to go into their next generation of vehicles that will have much more computational bandwidth. They're doing that because they recognize that the more computation that you can perform on the vehicle in real time, well, then, you know, the better you can navigate whatever's happening, the better you can avoid accidents or dodge, you know, animals or children that run out in the road or whatever. Computational density really matters in an autonomous vehicle platform. Meanwhile, the other companies that have autonomous features are just nowhere near where Tesla is at the moment. It's not even close. Now, the downside to this, and this is one of the reasons why I don't own a Tesla, is because in order for the vehicle to self-drive you everywhere, it of course has to know where you're going. And I think these Tesla vehicles have built-in Starlink satellite bandwidth, and I think they're talking to the Tesla servers during all of these operations. You know, they're doing software updates from time to time, right? And there's, you know, GPS and whatever else. And I think I read that if a Tesla is involved in an accident, then there's an immediate upload of a lot of information to the Tesla company, which includes images, like images from the car, maybe the car cabin, maybe you, maybe the front of the car, the back of the car. When there's an accident, now, and I admit I don't know all the details on this, but when there's an accident, you know, when the airbags deploy or whatever, the vehicle goes into sort of data acquisition mode. Surely it's tracking GPS coordinates and everything else. Now, Tesla would say, well, this is so that we, as a company, we can improve the safety of our vehicles. We need to have the telemetry of what happened right before an accident. Well, that's understandable. The problem is, I don't think that's anonymous. I think it's tied to the owner of the vehicle, because clearly it's going to upload the vehicle, you know, the VIN number, and that's going to tie it to whoever bought the vehicle, etc., or whoever's insured to drive the vehicle. So clearly Tesla is aggregating information about accidents, taking photos and videos in a limited way. I'm not saying that it's doing it all the time, but is that a violation of your privacy? You know, there's a question for you. And also, doesn't the Tesla vehicle have a log of all the destinations that you've ever driven to? So if you're an individual and you really value your privacy, you may not want your vehicle to know everywhere you go. Or if you're an individual that is at some security risk, you know, maybe you're a police officer that somebody is attacking on TikTok because they don't like the way you arrested somebody or whatever. Or whatever, you know, maybe you're a CIA operative or you're a dissident or whatever. Do you want that vehicle knowing where you are all the time, where you live, where you go eat, where you buy groceries, etc.? See, so there's a security risk with self-driving vehicles and a privacy risk. Now, my understanding is that you can turn off all of that, but then you lose the autonomous driving function, which makes sense. If you want your vehicle to drive you around, it has to know where you're going, obviously. So that's the trade-off. If you don't care that the vehicle knows where you are or that Tesla knows where you are and you want it to drive you everywhere, then you can enjoy the incredible convenience of the world's most advanced, you know, self-driving technology and let it drive you everywhere. But it will record everywhere you're going. So again, you know, for someone like me, I don't want my vehicle tracking me. I don't want Tesla to know everywhere I'm going. If I had a trusted, like, wipe everything function, you know, like, here, drive me to this destination and then forget where you went, you know. And if we could trust that, then I would reconsider it. But as far as I know, that kind of function does not exist. And then there's the question of remote disabling of your vehicle. This is something that a lot of people are concerned about, and I don't blame them. What if the government decides that they don't like you or something, or they want to arrest you, and you're sitting in a Tesla vehicle with the full self-driving capability? Could the government one day, and I'm not saying this exists right now, but is it possible that one day the government could just issue some kind of order to Tesla to have your vehicle actually just take you to a police station, or, you know, drive you to the FBI or whatever, without your consent? Just lock the doors and basically kidnap you and arrest you. Could your vehicle arrest you? Technically, that could happen. Again, I'm not saying Tesla has that feature, because they don't, but maybe some other companies could do. I imagine Ford would do that because they're globalists, you know? So if that were to happen, instead of saying a self-driving vehicle, it'd be a self-arresting vehicle. It's like, you are now a prisoner in your car, you know, some kind of like dystopian sci-fi movie come to life. That could happen. So that's why, you know, I still have a diesel truck. It's a low-tech truck. It doesn't even have power windows or power seats. I bought it that way on purpose because I don't want a bunch of electronics. And what do you know, that truck has been very reliable this entire time, you know, for over a decade or so. So that's, there's a low tech solution to this. And I would encourage you, if you have a self-driving vehicle, or if you choose to buy a Tesla, as more and more people are doing, make sure you also have a low tech option in case, just in case. And maybe there's a outage, or maybe there's, I don't know, an EMP weapon or a solar flare or something. You need an older, low-tech vehicle that will still function. At least that's my opinion. But then you'd have to have two vehicles. So there you go. That's my take on it. Tesla is, I think it's one of the few companies in the Elon Musk group that's actually producing really amazing products right now. I guess Grok is kicking ass too, and SpaceX has some tech, but SpaceX is losing money like crazy, whereas Tesla isn't. So, Tesla's a pretty amazing company. I'm still not buying their stock because I don't own any stock. I don't play that game at all. I don't trust the stock market. If I don't have self-custody, I don't trust it, period. So, I'm not saying you should buy any stock or sell stock or anything. I'm just giving you an update. All right, if you want to hear more of my analysis of what's going on, you can find my videos at brightvideos.com. And you can also find my articles and my infographics at naturalnews.com. Or you can follow me on social media. On X, I'm Health Ranger. On Telegram, I'm Real Health Ranger. On Brighteon.social, which is our in-house social media network, I'm Health Ranger. And also on Brighteon.io, which is our blockchain-driven, decentralized, uncensorable, peer-to-peer social media network that has no servers. I'm also a Health Ranger there. That's our backup channel in case everything else gets seized or shut down or there's a DNS takeover by world governments or whatever. Brighteon.io will always work if you download and install the peer-to-peer app. It doesn't even need a domain name to work. It doesn't need DNS. Pretty wild. All right, thanks for listening. Take care.
Unlock the power of organic turmeric root powder for good health that starts with every scoop. It's non-GMO, non-China, gluten-free, and certified organic because you deserve only the purest. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.